Now the greatest sin after shirk, and we know how bad shirk was, is despair. Despair, of course, leads to utter hopelessness. And that's not a place you or I ever want to be. So how do we get out of despair, get out of hopelessness? What's the cure? Well, how about remembering three easy things? Number one, the power of Allah. Remember that Allah is the supreme and absolute authority over the vast universe, the earth and the seven skies. He sets the course of the stars and the planets, and not a leaf falls without His permission. Intellect and reason become bewildered trying to understand His being. If Allah can do all this, can He not fulfill our needs? Of course He can. So how can hopelessness be justified? It can! Through personal experiences. Now remember to remember all of the blessings that Allah has given you in the past. For example, Allah brought us safely into existence. He is thoughtful of our needs, and He knows them better than our own selves, and many times fulfills them without even our asking. He's rescued us from many dangerous situations. He has given us numerous blessings, physical, material, mental, social, and spiritual. Then why should there be hopelessness? Is He unaware of our conditions? Of course not! Number three, Quranic examples. Remember all the Quranic examples of the prophets who faced extreme difficulties, but they were still hopeful of Allah's benevolence and His mercy. Prophet Adam, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ismail, Prophet Isaac, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Lut, Prophet Isa, Prophet Musa, Prophet Muhammad. They all continued to supplicate to Allah until He accepted their prayers. So that's three things. Remember the power of Allah, personal experiences, and Quranic examples. This was a 1 minute wisdom with you wherever you are.
Wherever you are.